It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back on a Wednesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz once again. Ike, how we doing, brother?
Brother Spike, I'm doing fantastic. Happy Wednesday. Jackie Baseball. Listen, I long for the spring and summertime to watch the Phillies play when I get home. The fact that they've been off two out of the last 5 days.
Yeah, lock in.
Seriously, lock in, grow up. Let's get the baseball season going. Holla at your boy.
Ringthebellbook.com.
There it is. There it is. I was even going to ask you. You didn't even give it a chance.
Listen.
Ringthebellbook.com.
I don't like shameless plugging. Not a huge fan.
Plug away.
Listen. Again, the kids are eating water sandwiches.
You got two kids to feed.
We're just trying to.
He's a struggling father.
We're all just trying to make it.
Jack McNally over there.
Well, listen. I may have talked to Glenn today.
There it is.
Without even bringing it up. He said, you got a shameless plug. And I said,
there it is.
I got you, Glenn.
There it is. There it is. I was already complaining to Jack about the price of the book today.
And like I told you, it comes with an autographed copy.
And free shipping.
Man, awesome. And free shipping.
And free shipping. Yes. Yep.
There it is.
Didn't set the price.
Yeah. Jack's going to set up a table at all of our live broadcasts.
Well, every Friday at Chickie's.
There you go.
The early books.
There you go.
Ring the Listen,
bell book.
Again, it's...
All right. Stupid book. All right. It's a big day, as it always is. Flyers in 50 with Brodes returns at 3:30.
They suck. Who cares?
Oh, Meatoff Man was doing pretty good.
Meatoff?
What's his name?
Meechkoff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and he is the defending holder of the belt, so we'll see if he has anything there. What else do we have? Anything in particular? Oh, the first power rankings of Eagles Insider of the Year, which will be handed out in 2026.
Yeah,
Elliot is the current champion, but we'll give you the first power ranking.
Peacocking a lot, too, that Elliot kid.
Oh, jeez.
That Elliot kid.
Well,
heard him on the midday show.
Don't say peacock too close to him, because I'm pretty sure a peacock pooped on him.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, got pooped on by a bird. We'll humble him when he comes back on this show. But I'm going to introduce a new kind of show for the WIP Afternoon Show.
Oh, what do we got today?
You know, we have Tell the Truth Thursday. Mm-hmm. We have On the Record Friday. And today is going to be Convince Me Wednesday. All right? It's Convince Me Wednesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. I'm going to tell you in a second what I'm going to need you to convince me of. So
yes.
The big conversation over the last couple of days is the tush push. The tush push is probably going away. Roger Goodell pretty much made it clear he wants it to go away. Everybody wants it to go away. So it's probably going to go away. And we can disagree on how much it will actually affect the Eagles, but I think we can all agree it'll at least have a little bit of an effect on the Eagles, them not having on that play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you could look at that one thing and you could say yes. Like, that's just a little thing. The Eagles can be just as good next year without the tush push. It's just a little thing. But when teams get better or teams get worse, it's rarely just one thing, right? The Eagles added Saquon Barkley, but they had even been to a Super Bowl without Saquon Barkley. It wasn't just Saquon Barkley that made them better. It was a lot of things.
Right.
And when you get better, it's a lot of things, a lot of small things usually that make you better. And when you get worse, it's a lot of little things that make you get worse. And what I think we're seeing in this offseason that nobody seems to want to deal with, because we just keep looking at every little thing, there's been a lot of little things, right? So tush push, little thing makes him a little bit worse, maybe just a little bit, but tush push, a little thing. Saquon Barkley coming off a 500 touch season. Next year, probably Saquon not going to be the same Saquon that we saw this year. That's another little thing. Eagles lose their starting cornerback. There's another little thing. Eagles lose their starting safety. There's another little thing. Eagles lose their starting edge rusher. There's another little thing. Eagles lose their starting guard on offense. There's another little thing. Eagles lose their second best defensive tackle. There's another little thing. Eagles going to start the season next year without their second best linebacker. There's another little thing. So on Convince Me Wednesday, with that entire list, I need you and the people of the Delaware Valley to convince me that the Eagles aren't going to be worse next year.
Yeah, I mean, this
they're going to be worse.
This should not take much convincing.
They're going to be
seriously,
worse.
Stop with your worrying.
They're going to be worse.
Hold on. That's not saying a whole lot. They're going to be worse than being the best team in the league last year.
Well, yeah, but how much?
They're going from being number one to, so are they falling from one to eight?
Well, I don't know.
One to two?
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, what do we really think the difference was between one and like four last year? Maybe not that huge a difference.
I got to be honest with you. The more and more I look back on the season, I understand Detroit had a great season.
They did.
They were fugazi, though.
Wow. Well,
when they played legitimate competition, they didn't look as dominant. I'm not going to say they looked like they didn't belong. I'm just saying they didn't look as dominant. With the Eagles, the more and more I look back on their season, they truly were the best team in football this past year. It maybe didn't get done the more conventional way that we thought it would get done, with how we thought the offense would be a high-flying offense. They just did it with an explosive running game and a great defense. But from a talent standpoint, I don't think there were many games we saw last year where it looked like the Eagles weren't the superior team.
Sure, but they lost a ton of talent.
Okay, so here's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They lost talent. Sure, they did. But when you're a team as good as the Eagles were, they can afford to lose some talent. They lost talent on defense. They lost the right guard, you know. Seabiscuit, Mekhi Becton, that was my guy.
Yes.
Right? I understand. He's not here. But of all the positions to lose on offense, you can argue that's the one you would want to lose somebody. If you had to lose somebody. I don't even want to lose Dallas Goedert at tight end.
And we lose the tush push, and Saquon's not as good, and
the
starting
push.
Cornerback.
You talking about Saquon is not as good. Well, it's going to be hard to be a 500-yard
yes.
rusher again, but he doesn't need to be. Because here's the thing. The offensive passing game can be better while Saquon may not be as explosive and as productive as he was last year. Even if you take away 25% of that, he's still giving you a 1,500, 1,600 total yard season. That's great for most backs in this league. You add that along with the passing game with Jalen and the offensive weapons, I'm not concerned about the offense at all. Now, the defense, there are some questions there. There are some questions on the defensive side of the ball. But here's the problem. I mean, here's the, I'd say, my solution to that is that the offense has to be better. There are young guys on defense that I expect to be better in their second and third year. I get that. But am I expecting this to be the number one defense in the league? I am not. But if they give me somewhere between 10, 12, 15, like as long as the offense is a top 10 or plus offense, there is not another team in the league right now that I look at their roster and I say, dude, how are we ever going to stack up against that team? There's not another team. There's not another team on our schedule.
You're talking about a top 10 or 12 defense, and then you're talking about a top 10 offense. You know what that makes you? It makes you a top 10 team.
And I'm also being conservative. I'm also being conservative. What they won is they won the Super Bowl with the 7th or 8th best offense.
And the number one defense.
Sure.
So they have the 7th or 8th best offense again, and they have the number 10 defense. We have the 7th or 8th best team. Not doing a good job of convincing me.
If you want to be stuck in a certain position, you're going to be stuck there. Now, listen, we all know you. You're not going to be convinced with facts. You're convinced with feelings and what you see.
I'm giving facts. You're giving dreams.
No. What I'm saying is I can't give you antidotes, and you're going to say, oh, you convinced me.
Maybe.
What can I tell you that's going to convince you?
I see it all on paper. It's there. They're worse next year. They're worse.
But they're worse than being I don't know. If you look at this Eagles team, Jeffrey Lurie said this yesterday. You look at this Eagles team, this 2024 Eagles team. Where would this team rank for our Super Bowl champions over the last decade? So, in other words, when I say they weren't just a team that squeaked by and won the Super Bowl by the hair of their chinny chin chins, they were a dominant team that won 16 out of 17 games to close out the season. And they went on a playoff run, not of beating Danny Dimes and Brock Purdy. They beat Jordan Love. They beat Matthew Stafford. They beat Jaden Daniels. And they beat Patrick Mahomes. That's a pretty damn good roster. And you're not going to convince me that losing Milton Williams and Josh Sweat and CJ GJ.
And Darius Slay.
And that's it.
Well, that's it. It's like half their.
That's five players.
Yes.
And of 22?
It's almost half of their defense. It's almost half of their starting defense.
That's a third of the defense.
4 of 11. It's some 40%. Okay.
That's or 37%. Third of the defense.
It's a little more than a third.
Of the defense.
It's a little more than a third.
It's a third of the defense.
I don't want to
break it down.
It's a little more than a third. It's a little more than a third.
And who can't be replaced?
Well, I don't know. What are we replacing them with?
Who can't be replaced over there? Josh Sweat and his 8.5 sacks.
By the way, it's closer to 5.
Super Bowl MVP Josh Sweat.
Super Bowl MVP Josh Sweat. And if we're considering N'Kobe Dean, I can't count on N'Kobe Dean
sure.
either. So we're closer to half now. Now we're closer to half. Now we're at 5 of 11.
Okay.
You know?
Well, N'Kobe Dean's coming back.
I hope.
Well,
you know?
If he doesn't, Jeremiah's there.
Oh, see?
Yeah, Spike.
Yeah.
Listen.
I love what N'Kobe Dean did, but the floor was the floor. That's not like N'Kobe Dean was playing at an all-pro level last year.
No, but he was good.
He was solid.
You're doing the same thing everybody
does. Hold on. Oren Burks came in, and we didn't miss a beat.
System linebackers.
Now, Oren Burks is gone, too.
But my point is that missing N'Kobe Dean didn't
and
hurt
And Isaiah
us.
Rogers is gone. The backups are gone. The starters are gone.
And the guys that you named wouldn't even been guys you would have named a year ago. So I say that to say, maybe the coaching, being in the culture and the system allows you to replace guys as they leave. That's what you got to be able to trust, Mike. You got to be able to trust the system and the culture. It's proven. It's proven.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's proven. Death by a thousand cuts. That's what
it's
I say
proven.
Here. The tush push is just the cut that pushed me over the edge. 215-592-9494. It's a convince me
proven.
Wednesday. Convince me the Eagles aren't worse next year. Because they're worse. Convince me they're not worse. Now, our side question today.
Your team better than the NFC better than the Eagles right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't.
Well, who would you say is better than the Eagles right now?
Well, look, the Detroit Lions were the best team in the NFC until they lost.
Fugazi.
But wait, they lost their entire defense
all year
to
long.
Injury.
It didn't stop them from having a number
to
one
injury.
Seed.
But
it
to
didn't
injury,
stop them from,
they lose
did
them
not
to injury,
stop them from having a number one
and
seed.
And we lose our whole defense, and everything's like, oh, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
They lost to Washington.
Wasn't that good anyway.
At home.
I know, but they were
Fugazi. Nobody in that division won a playoff game.
Can't be Fugazi being good that good 2 years in a row.
With three teams in there won double-digit games, and they couldn't win a playoff game.
We almost lost to the Rams at home.
Almost don't count.
Okay. All right. We do have a next question today.
Yes.
The world lost a great actor, Val Kilmer, passes away at the age of 62.
Batman.
He had throat cancer, died complications of pneumonia. A great career. A great leading man, Val Kilmer was. I said to Jack earlier today, Val Kilmer played Batman, Jim Morrison, and Elvis, in like among all the other roles. But I mean, mm-hmm. what the cool lineup of roles to play. So for next question, after you get in your sports point, we're going to give us a great leading man. There are a lot of great leading men in history. Give us a great leading man. Jack, give us your bad answer first.
Yeah, so I'll get this one out of the way early.
Yeah, here we go.
Always a big answer.
Yep.
With Happy Gilmore 2 coming out soon.
Oh, stop it.
Adam Sandler.
He's
nowhere near a
leading man.
He might be the worst leading man.
Yeah.
Billy Madison.
They're great movies. It's not a leading man.
Who's the lead in them?
Well, he is the lead,
thank
but
you.
He's not a quote-unquote leading
yeah, well,
man.
Yeah, shove it. Ringthebellbook.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going Denzel.
All right.
No secret.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
Well, he's going Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
From ringthebellbook.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no secret, I'm going Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt's my favorite actor
Brad
of all time.
Pitt?
Brad Pitt's my favorite actor ever.
Yeah.
I'm going Brad Pitt number one. Yeah. So.
Yeah, Brad Pitt's pretty good.
Brad Pitt's.
He's not even. Well, is he top five of even the 90s?
What, are you crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, Brad Pitt.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah. Hold
Legends
on.
Of the Fall was pretty good.
Sandler.
Stop.
Sandler.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. After the Eagles lose the tush push, I say it's death of a thousand cuts, right? Convince me the Eagles are not worse next year than they were this year. On a Convince Me Wednesday on the WIP Afternoon Show, 215-592-9494. Leading us off, Corey in Columbus here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, this man, this dude put drops on the drop board like Nick Sirianni, man. This dude talking about meat off.
I know.
Come on, bro. What are you doing, man?
Yeah, meat off. We've said meat off 100 times this year.
Well, it felt like it should be said, dude.
Yeah, meat off.
Oh, but hey, man, Spike, let me get on you real quick. Spike, listen, man, I read you like a book. Shout out, ring the bell. You know what I'm saying? I read you, man. Listen, we sit up here. We can't even convince you to put a damn TV in the bedroom. And you think we're going to convince you about your opinion about the Eagles next season?
I'm just saying.
We can't even convince you to try a steak, man.
I've had a steak. I've had a TV in the bedroom. Life's better without both
of
them.
Don't ask him too much about steaks because then we get the industrial farming. Yeah. No one needs that.
Don't need that.
All I'm saying, Corey, is when you look at each one of those things individually, they look like not a big deal, but you add them all up and it's a lot of losses for one offseason.
There's a lot of ways to skin the cat. I remember the 2019 Buccaneers. They brought back all 22 starters and they went home in the division round. You know what I'm saying? You need to mix it up. I get it. Like, see, you don't want to bring back the same team because you got to have some dudes in that locker room that's hungry. Now, we lost a lot of talent. I give you that. Big play. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I'm not going
to be
tied back then.
Tush push.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, tush push, it ain't lost yet. But even if we do, that's what, 2-3 plays a game? That is a big play and all that.
It's a big deal. It's such a big deal. The whole league is scheming to get rid of it.
Imagine this. The whole league scheming to stop one play because of a team that run it. Let that tell you. So you want to know how good a team is, right? That's how scared they are of the Eagles. They want to stop a play. They want to get rid of a play that's ran three times a game from one team, right?
Yep.
Let that show you the fear that, you know, the fear that the league got of one team, right? That's the fear they got. I'm not worried.
Listen, you're doing a poor job of convincing me.
No, listen, everybody keeps saying, oh, the defense is going to get worse. I think it's awfully funny how you always just assume the defense is going to get worse, right? But you just don't think the offense is going to get better or not. You just, oh, the defense could be worse.
The offense has the same players.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have different plays this year.
We got a new coach.
I heard that a year ago.
Or whatever. Okay. Hey, the quarterback going to be better. Listen, all I know is, last year we had to do Saquon going to come back.
Hey, yep.
My coach talking about Avery Williamson. I didn't even know who this dude was. Nick Sirianni said we want to use him all over. He already in the lab got plays up for this.
Is that our returner? So, is that a returner that we got?
He said he's gonna use him as running back.
He said he's a running back.
So I'm like, okay, you know, maybe Sirianni got something up on his sleeve. I'm not worried about none of these teams in the NFC. No Packers. No Detroit Lions. Ike is right. That was a fugazi team. You talking about the Lions were the best team. You said that. Ain't nobody else say that.
Oh yeah, nobody said the Lions were the best team. Yeah, it's just me. Yeah, it's just me. It's just me. It's just me who said the Lions were the best team last year.
We try to tell you they wasn't no good team. Listen, you got to start listening.
If we lost the number of players on defense that the Lions lost, we would be using that excuse from now until 100 years from now.
Listen, all I know is this is what I realized about things that happen. Everybody else in the league can get these excuses, but one team and one guy don't get these excuses. I know a guy who lost 10, 9 starters after 2022 defense, and he got blamed. All the next year, he turned the ball.
Hold on, he complains about not having an offensive coordinator continuity every year.
Because the defense giving up 60 points in two back-to-back weeks, but he turned the ball over is his fault. He loses a coach every year, and he gotta adjust to it.
No excuses.
All I know is all them excuses, and my guy is there every year. Jared Goff, you told me, Spike, you told me Sean McVay was great, right?
He is.
Sonic, you were telling me better than Sirianni or appearance, Super Bowl. All I know now is what the resume look like. You know what I'm saying? He got this great quarterback.
Well, wait a minute. What does the resume look like? How is Nick Sirianni's resume better than Sean McVay?
They've both been to two Super Bowls, lost one.
Yeah, but you were telling me last year, like, Sean McVay is great coach.
He is.
We got a top two coach in the league. Andy Reid won. Nick Sirianni number two.
McVay is right there.
I mean, you're talking like you proved me wrong that McVay almost won.
They almost beat us.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
Okay, they almost. I talking about almost, but then you just said almost don't count. Get out of here. We got a top two quarterback in the league.
I only said something because I believe McVay is a good coach.
He is a good coach.
And we got a top two defensive coach in the league.
We do.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's my conviction. Yep. I got the best GM in the league. I'm top two at every one of my important positions.
And I think Sirianni might be. Sirianni might be 4-0 against McVay.
McVay.
Oh, we dominate McVay.
Sirianni got a winning record versus all the good coaches. Who?
Okay.
What's
Jalen Hurts' record against what's his face in Tampa? The quarterback.
Baker.
Baker. So okay, we want to go head to head. What's Jalen's record against Baker Mayfield?
He 1-1.
No,
what's
he's not.
What's his record against Zach Wilson?
He's not 1-1 against Baker Mayfield.
No, he's 2-2. He's 2-2.
He's 1-2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's one team. No. But that's
and one of them was in the playoffs where Jalen shines.
We play Tampa every week. We play Tampa every week.
How many different offensive coordinators has Baker Mayfield had in the last 4 years? Four.
Hey, all I know is Baker Mayfield, it took him two teams. It took him six teams, seven coaches to get it right. Right? Two teams. Six teams, six,
no,
seven
four
coaches,
teams,
right?
Yeah, at least four.
Four.
Exactly. So all I know is he's so great, number one pick. See, what I don't like is we sit up here and tell me all these guys is great, all these people is great, right? Number one pick, all this time, all this stuff. But then they get more excuses than the dudes that ain't good. Let me ask you this. Everybody always want to tell me Josh Allen, all these guys, you put them on the Eagles. I got a question for you. Put Josh Allen on the Bills. They got a Super Bowl.
Okay, I'm not doing this whole thing. Next question. Give me a leading man. Give me a leading man, Corey.
Hey, man, listen. This ain't for no prize, is it?
No,
never.
Hey, because all I know is when the leading man of this show won here last week, it was a little bit of drop-off. So I'm going to go with the leading man of the afternoon show. You know, Corey for Columbus.
Oh, my God. He's doing the OG thing. He's
you really are doing the OG way playbook.
When I don't lead off, wow. When I don't lead off, y'all put, you know, a lot of feelings in here, and it don't hit the same.
Okay. Wow.
Yep.
The listeners just picking themselves. Yep. Yeah, that's a good call from Corey. He didn't convince me at all. No reasons. Zero. Give me zero reasons. All right. It's Convince Me Wednesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. The Eagles are now about to lose the tush push, along with five other defensive players, along with Mekhi Becton. Convince Me Wednesday, the Eagles are not worse next year, because I think that they are. And for next question today, in honor of Val Kilmer, who passed away, give us a great leading man. Coming
Batman.
Up next, we will hear Sean McVay on the tush push and what he thinks of it, along with Roger Goodell. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.